Welcome to Season 2, Episode 3 in the Automate Your Emails sequence. So I first want to update you. Since we have last talked, I have gone on vacation. I went to Negril, Jamaica and it was just like the definition of a girl's trip. And that was amazing. So it was like 9 other girls. And not only was one of our friends from Atlanta, I used to live in Atlanta for those that are listening. And one of our friends, Brittany, got married. So half the girls in the birthday trip, my friend Ashley Scott's birthday was also in Negril. She made it so we can celebrate her 30th plus the wedding at the same time. So I'm just painting the picture for you guys. So half the girls went to the wedding and then half of the girls just kind of bonded in the house and we got to know each other. And so this trip was interesting because it was a trip with two different subgroups. So Ashley had half the girls from college, and she went to college in Florida, University of Florida, Gainesville, and then half the girls were from Atlanta. And so when you're doing a girls trip or a group trip at all, you always are thinking about how is everybody going to mesh? How are the groups going to coexist? You know, you hope that there's no subgroups or no this versus that. And I am proud and honored to say that during this trip, it was nothing but Black girl magic. It was like, you know that saying that's going around, being a Black girl is like being in this super secret, like top organization that's lit. And it is, and I'm proof to tell you that, like perfect strangers meshed. We did nothing but slay because our pictures and our videos were lit. If you're interested, go check out my Instagram at Average Black Girl or my personal one, Danny So Fancy, D-A-N-I So Fancy. And we just had a great time. So not only were we doing that, we were laughing, we were bonding, we were sharing stories. It's so funny how in America, I don't know if this is how it is for everybody, but in America, the level of Black people that are doing dope things, we all know each other in some capacity. Either we interned with someone that knows someone, or we all went to the same church when we were in the city, or we used to be friends with someone, or be a partner, be a work mentor. Somebody knows someone that knows everyone. And with this day and age with technology and GroupMes and things like that, it's just getting smaller and smaller. I was so shocked to hear how we know so many of the same people, but some of us have never lived in the same city. So that was a plus, right? That was amazing. And I just want to shout out to Scotty. She did great planning, which brings me to the next part. I really want to unpack on how we can get better at planning for these trips and these vacations, specifically as Black people, because we got a whole bunch of memes, you know, a year before the trip, you got 45 people that want to go, and then a month before the trip, you got 8 people that want to go, and then a week before the trip, you got 5 people, and the day of, you got 3, right? So how we go from 45 to 3, and how can we ensure that we don't have these things, especially when you want to have milestones like 30th birthdays and bachelorettes and just really big events where you want a lot of people special to you to come. So the first thing is plan in advance. I knew about this trip about, I want to say, 7 months in advance. So I had 7 months to come up with the flight, the money, and to just get my mind right that I need to be putting some money aside for this trip. Second is payment plans. So she started taking in payment plans as soon as January hit. January hit, email went out, and, you know, we were supposed to get our flight by a certain time, I want to say before Valentine's Day. And, you know, even if you were getting one flight and you didn't get both the round trip at the same time, you have enough time to go. And then after the flight was bought, then you had, you know, $100 payments for the Airbnb that we got and just other stuff. So I think that that is the best way to do that, right? If someone has bought their flight, they're coming. And now they can mentally prepare. So breaking up payment plans over months makes it a lot more easier for people to come versus asking for, you know, $600, $500, whatever it was up front, people may or may not be able to have that, but payment plans are a lot easier. Two, I think that once we were there, I always call it, people are like, how was Jamaica? How was Jamaica? Well, specifically, we were in Negril, Jamaica, but I think that this was a great vacation because it was a perfect balance of doing stuff and actually vacationing and relaxing. And sometimes when we go to different countries specifically and we're there for a limited amount of time, we want to do everything. But sometimes when you are on the go, go, go like that, when you get home, you need a vacation from your vacation. And for me, I don't roll like that. And as I get older, it's more important for me to be able to do both. As many of you guys know, I am a full-time entrepreneur at this moment, so I like to be able to do a little bit of work any day. So if I'm on vacation, I like to be able to look and do some things and vacation and do everything else. It just, for me, I've always been that way. It's just a lot easier for me to check up and answer a couple emails or just make sure everything is fine versus having to put out a fire later. So that kind of allowed for it to be both ways. And we were able to do something each day, but we didn't have to wake up at the crack of dawn because she had planned for a grown vacation, right? So I think that that's something as well. Plan a big activity each day and be cognizant of what time you guys have to get up and wake up and everything. The third thing that I really enjoyed is we were able to get an Airbnb, and in our Airbnb, we were able to pay for a chef. So that was great too, because we didn't have to worry about cooking. Everything was done. We didn't have to go shopping or figure out how to grocery shop in another country or navigate any of that. So I think that that was really, really great. And the last thing specifically, I'm going to shout out Judah Tours. We used Judah Tours in the grill, and that was great because every time we went somewhere, they sent one of the tour guides to come in with us. We went to the club, they came with us. We went to YS Falls, somebody came in with us to kind of really assist, make sure we were okay, make sure we knew what was going on, took advantage of everything at these resorts because this is what they do. They do this over and over again. And when we were driving, they knew where to stop so we can get authentic food off the road and all types of things. So I really enjoyed that. So planning is a must, especially with dealing with groups. And I think that that is something that will help us to have bigger and better trips in the future, especially with just, you know, we're traveling. I love to travel, and I have another trip coming up in August for Caravana that I can't wait to tell you guys about that as well. And that is another one that has been doing payment plans since the beginning of the year. So now that I talked about that and Scotty's birthday, I definitely want to talk about my birthday. So my birthday was on Monday, June 4th, and I turned 29. And what I decided to do this year was to really reflect, and not only self-reflect, like I do a lot of reflecting internally or journaling and or talking to a girlfriend, but to really give it to my audience to let other people know how I feel and that you're not alone. And it got so many comments and likes and things like that that I thought that if I shared it on Facebook, I definitely have to share it with my above average crew on my podcast. So I'm going to go ahead and read my 29 reasons why I'm excited to be 29. So number one, last year I was in a very low place. I wasn't depressed, and I don't like using the word depressed because I feel like that's not what it was. It's okay to be low, and life gives you seasons without using that word. So I said I wasn't depressed, but I was not happy with where I was in life. It was the first time in forever that I chose not to celebrate my birthday. I was not happy with where my dreams were and their level of reality. And I was struggling with money, and I was so in like, not in love, but in like with a man that refused to commit to anybody. So it wasn't just me. It was he didn't want to be with anybody. And I'm so glad that I brought myself out of that funk. Number two, this past year, I conquered my issue with procrastination. This solved about 99% of my problems. And I just want to digress a little bit about procrastination. For me, that is a word. And when you start working on procrastination, you will get better year after year. I did so much better between 28 to 29, but now in 29, granted, it's still, you know, a couple days in, but I am on another level. I am always been a bad texter, but I have fixed that. I'm not a bad texter anymore because I purposely put a lot of focus on that. Two, I had a email address that I've had since 2009, and there was still some emails that had been unread all the way from 2009. So I went through that and just hit red so that I can know what's a real email and what has to have my immediate attention. So really just moving forward and making sure that my response time is even better. And this is helping me to get more clients, to stay on top of things and not miss opportunities. So procrastination has helped me all around. Communication, getting new opportunities, fixing old ones, just not stressing, not letting anything build. So that's number two. Number three is I'm going into 29 with the podcast that airs weekly, which is Average Black Girl. And I'm so happy that it aired and we were able to get this out before my birthday. I've been wanting and talking and thinking about a podcast for at least 6 months before it launched. And to finally just go ahead and push it and do it, I'm so grateful. I mean, at first I was going to do it with other people. Everybody was talking about how they want to do a podcast. And when it was really time to put things together, you know, people just weren't there. And that happens. That's pretty standard with me when it comes to an idea coming into a conception. You know, everybody wants to get on when it's on, but finding someone to really push through and implement an idea, sometimes that is very hard. We're all visionaries. I feel like all of our dreams are vivid and we're all kind of semi-creative, but really pushing that and making it a reality, again, because I fixed my procrastination, I have this podcast. Number four, I have online courses that all can enjoy at above-average-university.teachable.com. And again, this is something that I really wanted to do for over a year. We all hear about how you gotta start having some digital products. And I really wanted my digital products to coincide with what I'm doing, which is pretty service-based versus just having a line of clothes or other things. I feel like I don't at this point have a big enough following to have that, but I am already helping individuals with what I'm teaching. So why not make online courses for those that either can't afford me, or two, I can package it for those that are paying me and now they have a takeaway. So that's something that I really needed to push out, and I wanted to push it out before my 29th birthday. And I'm happy to say that all the courses are up, they're ready for purchase, and we are just now pushing and selling, which is so much more fun and easier than creating. Number five, I've raised my prices. And while I raised my prices, I ended up saying goodbye to some clients that didn't want to pay, but I ended up saying hello to some clients that had no problem paying. And I think that that's just a word, right? When you're first starting out, you may charge, I'm just trying to figure out prices. And that's normal and that's okay. And that's how you're able to grow and learn without getting negative reviews. If I'm paying for, I'm just trying to figure this out prices, then I'm okay when things are a little bit slow or not exactly what I thought it was and may need some revision. But if you're charging me premium dollars and you're giving me mediocre work, now I feel like I'm being taken advantage of. So now that I have perfected my skills and perfected what I'm doing, and adding more tools, these online courses and everything that I'm adding, naturally my prices is going to increase. When my prices increase, then I have less issues with money and I have less people that I need to service per month to make ends meet. Overall, it's a win for me and I'm happy. I am also number six. I am more consistent with my YouTube channel. So I first started out on YouTube. That was my first platform. And as I got more clients and more things, that kind of slowed down but never stopped. And so now I'm back to sending out some content, whether it be my podcast or whether it be me vlogging or talking or really just getting really deep into what I'm learning and where I'm at in life. I definitely want to continue to grow that. I know that YouTube is a great platform. I think that everybody should be on YouTube. YouTube is a great lead generator for me. People find some videos that I've done 2 years ago and turn into clients. So I love it, and I'm making it a point to spend more time with that. 7, I have more discernment when dating going into 29. Now, I'd be remiss to only talk about business stuff. At the end of the day, I'm a 29-year-old single female, and, you know, I had to become more, I don't want to say mean, but I had to become more strict and mean when it comes to dating and who I allow into my life. And so far, that has helped. It helps to let go when things don't need to be around and for you, and it helps to make a better decision and understand when things are important. So, that leads me into 8, which is I have the best friend group a girl could ask for. And again, that just comes with discernment. I'm able to pick good quality people to be in my circle. And in return, I have no drama. I have literally no drama in my life right now. And it is because I'm a grown woman that's adulting to a T and doing what she needs to do. And I have friends that have been around for, you know, since high school. And then I have friends that have been around since 2 years ago. And everyone is great and supportive and is doing their own thing. And that has a lot to do with me and who I allow in my life and who I attract. And then also who I just get along with, right? 9. I have no problem saying no, and that is saying no to doing favors, protecting my time and my energy, and doing it unapologetically. And I think that that is something that comes with time. I don't need to explain why I can't come to an event, why I'm not going to do something for free, or why I don't want to partner with someone. No is fine. Not at this time, or saying that I'm busy and I'm not able to. You can be nice, but not having an issue with it, not having to think about what I said or what they're thinking. Just saying no and understanding that's okay, and that's what happens when you know yourself, know, again, like we talked about before, your mission, your vision, and your core values. And know when you need to protect your time, because at the end of the day, I don't know how many of you guys watch Braxton Family Values, but you can't get kicked off of a tour if it's your tour. So while everybody's trying to pull you in other directions, you got to make sure that your brand is taken care of first and foremost. 10, I have received my first group of sponsors and free stuff. So if you follow me, I talk about affiliate links, I talk about getting sponsors, I talk about how we can all become our own brand and getting free stuff, and I wouldn't talk about it if I wasn't living it. So I received my first group this past year, and I'm happy that I'm leaning toward that. I'm learning, I'm buying books on how to get more and more and to continue on this path. 11. I am a paid writer for blackdoctor.org. And this is just a testimony, right? I've been writing in my blog for a couple years, but then I started writing in other people's blogs. Now, granted, they weren't paying me, but I was still writing in them so that I could get better. You only get better when you keep going. And I had one of my cousins, Marlena, actually call me one day and say, I've noticed that you've gotten better at writing. And you know, next thing you know, I am posting a blog post and one of the editors for Black Doctor sees it and asks for me to become an on-call writer. So that's something that I'm doing, and I just did it by walking in my space. That's my story. 12, I have been teaching WordPress classes at Blue Lacuna for a year now. So for those that don't know, I also design websites. Specifically, I like WordPress websites, and I teach that class here at Blue Lacuna, which is a tech and innovation center in the Pilsen area in the Chicagoland area. And I've been doing that for a year. Right now, I do adult classes, both male and females. Last year, I did an adult class for just the females. So that's something that I'm excited that that's something that was an ongoing contract that I was able to utilize. And I'm very proud about that. Number 13, last year, I did not travel, but this year I'm able to travel and work. And that is something that I'm so grateful for. Last year, I really needed to figure out where this brand was going because I was this close to getting a job and saying, you know, we had a good run. What the capacity or what we're going to do is a little bit different. But I kept at it, and now I'm able to travel. So far this year, I've gone to New Orleans for Mardi Gras. Now I just came back from Negril, Jamaica, and I'm going to Toronto, Canada for Caravana this year. Number 14. I have no issue breaking ties with people who no longer serve me, especially in a business setting. Now, this is so important because people will try you, even if you sign contracts. I mean, I have one example that I just dealt with not even a week ago. So I have some independent contractors that I work with, and one of my independent contractors is a graphic designer that I love. And not only is he a graphic designer, but he also does websites for as well. So we can kind of hit these websites together, or I can just kind of outsource it for him. But he did one thing with one of my friends from high school. So I'm really close to her, and I don't think he knew. And I sent her, she was looking for a logo. I sent her to him to get the logo done, and he went and took money from her. And although we signed the contract that he can't take money from any of the clients that I find from a year after we start partnering, he did it, I guess, not thinking that I was gonna know. And we have to cut ties. Like, if I can't trust you, I can't work under you. And while you're building websites and things, you're getting people's login information, or we're making a login for you to do things to your site. That just had to be a no-go. So although I was sad to cut ties because I really, really do like their work, they gotta go. And that's that. There's more people. We'll be okay. What we won't be okay with is dealing with someone that does shady things for money. Number 15, and that is I am partnering with one of my besties, Dominique Robinson. So with Dominique, we are actually doing an Average Black Girl at times lyrics by lyric, where we are going through to different universities, organizations, professional development places, and we are working together to not only teach how to navigate and build your personal brands, but we're also working with different brands to connect the pipeline for hiring. So I worked in marketing, and studied marketing and worked in marketing for several years. She has worked in advertising and worked in advertising for several years. And so together we're coming together and making this powerhouse. So I'm excited that that is off the ground and we are ready. And if you're looking for more information on that, you can go to averageblackgirl.com and you can go ahead and look in the drop down tab for work with me, and you can hit the ABG times LBL or just search ABG and it'll pop up. Number 16, my brand is growing and people are considering me for opportunities that come up. So one of the things that I listen to in my head and play back over and over a lot is this podcast from Miley Teal and how she says, I get sad when businesses do not make it until their fourth year. Your fourth year is when you really blow up and when you really glow up. And although I'm not in my fourth year yet, I understand what she means now because I've been consistent on social media, with my YouTube, with my messaging. People are now reaching out for me for opportunities for speaking engagements, workshops, doing things with different partnerships, programs, everything. And when I first left my job at Coca-Cola, I thought that I was gonna, because I had all of the experience and these dope brands behind my name, knock on people's doors and they were just gonna hire me off the spot. And that did not work. But what I did do was I took what I already knew from those organizations, I did it to my own brand, and now it works. So that's just what I'm seeing. I'm literally reaping my benefits and I'm in such a much better place than I was last year. And it's because I never stopped. Number 17, I trust myself and my intuition. And I know that my ideas are bomb. So a lot of times we are our own worst enemy. I've removed that. At this point, I know that my ideas are dope. I've seen enough of my ideas come into fruition and they're actually doing great things. And so I don't have that anymore. And that just means that I have confidence in myself and it's what it should be, which is another number. I'll come back to that. But that is what you need to have. You need to trust yourself. Know that your ideas are great. Know that you have the education that is great. You have the work experience that is great. You have the data and analytics that is great. You have all the tools to be that great person in whatever field you're in. You've been working on it for a while. Trust yourself. So that's a great one. Number 18, I have time to work out and cook healthier meals. I'm sorry, but that is a great part that I did not have. Now, granted, I don't weigh a lot. I'm still pretty petite, but not having time to work out and not having time to prepare healthier meals because I was creating and doing stuff. Again, you gotta sacrifice some things as you're starting out, but it shouldn't be like that. At least for me, I started this brand so I could have work-life balance. So the fact that I actually now have work-life balance, that had to be its number in itself. Number 20, I have been consistently booked for speaking engagements and workshops. Now I'm doing this two different ways. Some people are reaching out to me, but for me, what I do is I spend 2 hours a week applying for things that are above my pay grade. So what does that mean? Okay, Steve Harvey show, apply for it. Ellen show, apply for it. A conference that was really dope in your city last year that you wanted to attend but didn't go to, apply for it. Things like that. All of them can't say no. And then when the ones that do say yes come in, you'll be so glad you did. And that's just going to make the next one that easier for you to come through. Number 21, my confidence is where it should be. Now, I don't know about y'all, but in the level and in the world of comparing yourself and am I cute or not? Am I worthy or not? All that's gone for me, right? I am who I am. I sometimes like laugh to myself. I'd be like, oh, I'm a strong 7. And that's what I am. But no, I'm beautiful, I'm deserving, and I'm going to be able to get what I want in life, and I'm going to be where I should be, and that's because I believe that I deserve that. And so a lot of times we block our own blessings because we don't think that we deserve it. My confidence is where it should be so that I can receive all of that is meant for me. Number 22, my relationship with God is great. So for me, I had a journey, specifically when I went to Africa with white Jesus. I don't believe that Jesus was white. The Bible doesn't even believe he was white. And therefore, I had to go on my own journey to get the information that I needed. So did I have an issue with God? No. Did I even have an issue with Christianity? In its original context, no, but I did have an issue with white Christianity and churches. And I'm in a good space where I can separate white racist churches from Christianity and understand that that part was used for evil and not the entirety. And so that is something that I personally went through. If you guys are interested in hearing more of that, let me know. That's a different podcast and a whole nother topic, but we can definitely get into it. But I am much happier with where my relationship with God is and where I'm supposed to be with in that realm of things. Number 23, my finances are great and in a great space, and I am proud of my spending habits. Now, those are two different things, right? My spending habits are a lot better, even than when I was working in corporate and I had consistent stream of income and it was getting paid every 2 weeks. My spending habits were not that great. And my savings was okay. It was not bad, but it's so much better now. And that's just through improvement and adulting and knowing what to do. And my finances, what I'm doing actually right now as we speak, is I'm taking the Budget Nista 30-day challenge. So I signed up for it in January, but I wasn't in a place that I was able to actually go through it. I'm able to do that now because I've done so many of these other things off my list that I can focus on that. So that is something that is my focus and helps me to be in a better place than I was last year. Number 24, I stopped comparing myself to others, and I can genuinely be happy for people as they have their special moments in life, right? So I would be lying to you if I told you that I thought that I would be 29 and unmarried when I was 20. That was not my life goal for myself, but that is where I am now. And I don't feel ashamed about it. I don't even feel sad about it. Because my confidence is where it is and I'm happy with myself and I'm not comparing my journey to others, I can still turn up when one of my besties is getting married or when my cousins are having a baby or when my cousins are getting married and things like that. That doesn't bother me and I can genuinely be happy and present. And it shows. They notice that and they acknowledge that I'm genuinely happy, and I'm happy that that comes across to my friends because that's how a real friend should be. I should be genuinely happy for you, just as when my time comes, I know that they're going to be genuinely happy for me. Number 25, I accept my nerdiness and embrace the fact that I love analytics and history. Now, I love it to the point that I will go down the rabbit hole on YouTube, on different books and different discussions. And before, I would not be always okay to showcase that. Now I know, like, I'm a blurred, I'm a black nerd, and that's okay. And that actually is going to help me as far as building my brand and who I come up with and what I write about and what people actually book me for and connect with me for. So I'm really excited about that. I've even gone so far as to hire one of my friends from high school that is like a genealogy now, and she's helping me to trace my heritage, both my Black Native heritage and my African heritage. So I'm like really into it, and once I embraced it, everything just kind of came together. So stay tuned on that journey. I will definitely update you when we get more information, and I'll have her come on the podcast to explain. Number 26, we're almost done. I have a bomb relationship with my parents. Now, I've always had a great relationship with my parents, but I'm just grateful for that. And that needs to be said, right? In your late 20s, some parents are sick, so we're losing some of our parents. Some relationships are not that great. Both my parents right now are healthy, thank God. And we have a great We have a great relationship. We laugh together. They mentor me in my business and in life, and I'm happy that I'm able to have that relationship. Number 27, rooftops are my new thing, so I'm loving the experiencing new environments and meeting new people in my city. I told myself I'm not going to go to the same clubs, the same bars, or the same after work things every week and see the same people with a sprinkle of new. I really want to push myself because your network is your net worth. And I want to make sure that I'm meeting new people and I'm also doing new things. When people come to Chicago, I want to be able to tell them where to go, regardless of what side of the city they're on or regardless of what day of the week it's on. So how can I do that if I'm not exploring? And number 28, my network is consistently expanding. And for that, I'm forever grateful. I always tell everybody, just keep networking. Keep networking. If you are the most credentialed or the smartest person in the room, find a new room. Because life is more than that. It's more than being the big fish in the small ponds. You need to be the small fish in the big ponds consistently and growing. And number 29, I genuinely like the person that I am, and I would be friends with her if I weren't me. And I think that that is where we need to end. That I don't need to say any more than that. So now that I've talked about that and was pretty open and had some moments, I definitely want to get into talking about Kate Spade. For those that don't know, Kate Spade committed suicide, and now it's coming out more information. It's coming out that she may have had some sort of mental disorder. We are not exactly specifically sure because she refused to take medicine for it, but she was diagnosed with a mental disorder. People are not sure if it was manic or if she was bipolar or what's going on, but that's what has come to light. Another thing that has come to light is that she was having some marital problems. So I just want to go into what that looks like for an entrepreneur and what that looks like for you. So again, life comes in seasons, and you know, the first thing we're looking at is, didn't Kate Spade just have like a buyout of $2.8 billion? Like, you have all this money and what's going on? And sometimes you can have all this money, your business can be going really well, but because a lot of times you are by yourself or creating and not really talking to people, it can get lonely sometimes because you're not in a normal office setting, and you know, like her, she don't have anybody to report to. She the boss. So with that being said, I definitely want people to think about what it is that makes you happy and where are you at? Because one of the things is, a lot of people are coming out showing that they're not surprised that this happened. So you're not surprised that this happened, which means that other people knew what was going on. And people want to put the blame on the sister and the husband. Well, if you knew what was going on, why didn't you make her get help or help her to get help? And who knows what's going on? I just know specifically when there's a lot of money going on and someone is paying for the bills and everything, you have a lot of yes men around you. And so if you are successful and you're an entrepreneur, or you're just successful period in corporate, or have an investment banker, if you're any a doctor, if you're any of those like really wealthy or jobs, a lot of people around you may just say yes because it's a benefit to be around you, however you do it, monetary, knowing who you are, all types of stuff. And so you really want to make sure that you're in a good space, because a lot of times people won't save you and people won't help you for fear of being cut off. Now, what are some ways that you can make sure that you're in a good space? You definitely want to self-care. Not only do you want to self-care yourself, but you want to reward yourself when you're making these new milestones, right? You don't always want to be in the on the road for something next. I'm on the next thing. I'm on the next thing. You want to enjoy the moment and reward yourself for doing things that a lot of people are never going to do. You're doing dope things. If you're a doctor and you're the only like minority in like your specialized like thing, you're doing dope stuff. If you're an investment banker and you're hitting like new deals and record highs, you're doing great things. If you are an entrepreneur and you're the only person to do an entrepreneur type role in your family, you're doing great things, and a lot of people won't understand you. So two resources that I want to point out is Therapy for Black Girls and Talkspace. So Talkspace is an app, and it's $30 a month, and you can talk to a therapist of your choice, and you can get talk to them for, I think, as little as 15 minutes at a time, and really, and up to every day. And you can really dive into what you need and not talking to someone that's a yes person, right? It's really important sometimes to talk to people that have no ties for you to you or won't be affected by what you do, period. So I think that those two places are resources. I also have two friends that I went to college with that are therapists. If you're in the Chicagoland area, if you're looking for a black male, I suggest Claude King. And if you're looking for a black female, I suggest Jessica Coonan. And so you can definitely do your own research, but I want you guys to know that getting help when you're just starting to feel something is when you should start doing these things. And now it's even easier. You don't have to get your insurance involved. You don't have to even tell anyone. You can download the app and no one will know. Now that we're done talking about all of that, I want to, and we unpacked a lot today, I definitely want to get into the last episode of automating your emails. So we've gone through, if you haven't been listening, we've gone through how to use a newsletter, what is MailChimp, how to customize your signup form, and we talked about your freebie and whether that's going to be a welcome sequence or an online course or a landing page. But now I want to get a little bit more into the online course and the landing page. So a landing page is where people can opt in for your freebie, which is going to be your download, your online course, or a coupon, whatever you want. And there are certain things that you want to have on this landing page. The first thing you want to have on the landing page is reviews. So you want to have reviews from people showing that they enjoyed whatever you're selling or whatever you're and you're selling it. Yes, it's not a monetary value, but you're getting people to want to give you their email address for this free thing. So you want to have reviews to ensure that people don't have buyer's remorse and feel good about giving you their information. The other thing that you want to make sure that you have is an opt-in for something else. Now, that can be an additional course, that can be to book you for a one-on-one session, whatever it is. If you have them and they're already interested in signing into something for you, let's go ahead and give them a reason to keep this party going and buy one more thing. So a lot of people don't have that, and you're missing out on a lot of money. If I'm going to buy something, whether it be free or something like that, and then I give you a code or a coupon code that's timely, that gives them, you know, 12 minutes to decide or 3 days to decide or whatever you want to give them, then I'm likely to opt in, especially if I really enjoy what you're giving me that's free. If I'm like, wow, this is great, let me go ahead and get something paid. So get them right there while they're ready and in purchase mode before they find someone else. Now, within the online course portion, I again think that during your online course, you want to make sure that you talk about or provide a download that goes with your online course for something else as well. That's something that they can maybe, because they did your online course, they may get 10 or 20% off when they book a one-on-one session with you, and they have a specialized discount code, or you're telling them because they did that, you're going to go ahead and allow them to buy something, but have an opt-in within that online course. With your online course, if you're doing something that is a service or an app or a tool, you want to make sure that it's also up to date. A lot of times these platforms are making new changes. And so, no, you don't have to start all over, but you do need to, if you're making differences in chapters or add on or have a bonus, those are the great things about online courses. And that's another sell that you can use. As I'm building or as I'm adding more stuff, you get access to everything. That's a great selling point that you can use. So I think that that's one thing that you want to do. So for me, I use Teachable. People are probably asking, okay, you're talking about this online course, but what should I use? So yes, you can use MailChimp, which is what we talked about before, but you can also take it one step further and have a online platform. So my online platform is teachable.com. Why did I use Teachable? I use Teachable because, one, it was recommended. Two, it has a free version that I really enjoy. So the free version means that I can create, I can have it live, and I can use it without paying anything while I'm starting. Because if you're like me, when you're starting, you may not have a sale for a couple months, and you may not finish your course for a whole year, depending on, you know, if you're like me or not. I'm just being honest. It took me a very long time to finish my first course and get my first stranger opt-in with the person that I didn't know that wasn't trying to support me or as a friend or whatever. So for me, if I was paying off bat, I would have wasted a lot of money. And so Teachable was able to work with me as I grow, which is what I like, which is why I picked MailChimp to go over this with you, because MailChimp, again, is free until you grow. So it's free for the first 2,000 subscribers. All the automation tools and everything comes with it. You don't have to pay for anything. And it's also a great tool as you're learning, because again, if you're not sending emails every month, you're wasting your time and your money by paying for something that you're not really utilizing. All right, so that is going to be the end of the Automate Your Emails. So if you are interested in learning how to automate your emails, send some newsletters, get all the tools that I talked about, I just want to go over what you'll be getting in this course. Day one, you will be getting familiar with MailChimp. Day two, you will fill out your account settings. Day three, you will customize your sign-up form. Day four, you will create your first newsletter. Day five, you will create your freebie. Day six, you will create your welcome sequence. Day seven, you will create your online course. And day eight, you will create a landing page. Now, you will get all of this in the video if you go to above-average-university.teachable.com and click the Automate Your Emails one. We will have the link in the description, and the course is only $25 right now. So go ahead and opt in and start hitting those customers where their eyes are, which is in their inbox. It has been a pleasure to talk to you about birthdays and vacations and automating your emails and self-care. All right, guys, so you can reach me at averageblackgirl.com, on Instagram and Facebook at averageblackgirl. On Twitter, you can find me at avgblackgirl. And on Pinterest, you can find me at ablackgirl2015. I will talk to you soon. Bye.